This is Apollo Control at 31 hours, 12 minutes. Apollo 17 is now 746 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 4,415 feet per second. Flight Director Pete Frank and his orange team of flight controllers will hand over mission control duties to Jerry Griffin's gold team of flight controllers in about 15 minutes at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Each of the departing controllers is now briefing his relief. There will be no change of shift news conference. The orange team will double back after one shift, returning to the control center at 5 p.m. Today to get back on a schedule which will put them on the EVA shift. To summarize the shift now ending, the crew began a rest period at 25 hours elapsed time. Each crewman took a sleeping pill, and Jack Schmidt reported that Gene Cernan and Ron Evans were asleep shortly after the crew configured the spacecraft for their rest period. However, Jack Schmidt, who was the duty man to wear the headset and the biomedical harness during this rest period, seemed almost reluctant to surrender his view of the Earth to sleep. At 100,000 nautical miles from the Earth, he broadcast a weather forecast, then indulged in a bit of philosophy as he gazed from his window about mankind's achievements. He remarked that from his vantage point, the Earth probably looks the same now as it did at the dawn of man. Apollo 17 reached the halfway point to the moon at an elapsed time of 30 hours, 3 minutes. At that time, it was 114,787 nautical miles from both the Earth and the moon. Spacecraft systems are continuing to perform well, and the Capcom astronaut Bob Parker plans to awaken the crew at 33 hours elapsed time. That's 1 hour, 44 minutes from now. Mid-course correction number 2 will be performed at an elapsed time of 35 hours, 30 minutes, 4 hours and 14 minutes from now. Present indications are that it will be a 10.5 foot per second burn. The latest prediction on the S4B is that it will impact the moon at an elapsed time of 86 hours, 58 minutes, 23 seconds. Coordinates of the impact location presently predicted 6.73 degrees south, 9.7 degrees west. The impact time and the coordinates are likely to change prior to the impact itself. And continued tracking of the S4B will be performed. At 31 hours, 16 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.